chapter 14, verse 12. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. We are preparing for Easter. In the story, in the Bible, right now, Jesus is preparing. He's finishing up his ministry. He's prepping to go into Jerusalem and have the Last Supper. He's talking to his disciples at the Last Supper in this passage. And he's telling them he's going. They don't quite understand exactly what's happening, but he knows he's going to the cross. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. Jesus is telling them about the Holy Spirit that's going to come after he goes, after he returns to the Father, and that he may be with you forever. This is something that's prophesied about in the Old Testament and comes true at the time of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit came upon them. And if you have accepted the Lord Jesus in your heart, you have the Holy Spirit in you. And we're going to sing and we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to be welcome here in this service with what we're going to do, with the words that we're going to say, with what's going to be preached. But every day, you already have the Holy Spirit in you. I don't want you to forget that. That his power, his Spirit is already in you. And you can ask him to move in you in a new way every day, including today.
And fill the atmosphere. just become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience.